With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Just in from Capitol Hill, the Senate has rejected Republican and Democratic stopgap measures to fund the government. This afternoon's votes increase the risk of a shutdown come October 1st. Earlier today, House lawmakers approved a temporary spending bill for 7 weeks along mostly party lines. The Senate couldn't get there. Also today, the House adopted a resolution honoring the life and legacy of Charlie Kirk and condemning political violence.
The vote was 310 to 58, with 95 Democrats supporting the resolution, which was brought forward by Speaker Mike Johnson 9 days after conservative activist Kirk was fatally shot during an open-air rally in Utah. 38 Democrats voted present, and 58 voted no. It was a politically tough vote for many Democrats who did not want to celebrate Kirk's politics, but have vehemently condemned the shooting and didn't want to seem sympathetic to political violence. Johnson said ahead of the vote that there was no reason and no excuse for Democrats to vote no on the resolution, saying there was no partisan language in it. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
More provocation from Moscow. For the fifth time this year, Russia violated Estonian airspace. Estonia says 3 Russian fighter jets entered its airspace without permission today, and the incursion lasted 12 minutes. The airspace violation comes just over a week after NATO planes downed Russian drones over Poland. Meanwhile, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says EU countries hope to fully end their reliance on Russia's liquefied natural gas supplies.
In 3 years, oil revenues from Russia have gone down in Europe by more than 90%. Now we're turning that page for good.
A Florida federal judge has tossed out a defamation lawsuit filed by President Trump against the New York Times. The president was given 4 weeks to file an amended complaint. This is SRN News. Christians are preparing for the 2028 Olympics.
It's never too early to start working on a plan to reach the world for Christ when the world comes to your very door. That's the attitude of ministries that are hoping to spread the gospel during the 2028 Games in Los Angeles. The group's sports event Evangelism is already lining up volunteers to tell both spectators and competitors about Jesus. SEE is also planning to make a big push at next year's World Cup soccer tournament, also here in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite more than a decade of scandal, the Boy Scouts of America, recently renamed Scouting America, continues to enjoy support from some churches. The trouble began 12 years ago when the Scouts opened its programs to gay boys and adult leaders, and later to girls. Then came bankruptcy and disputes over sexual abuse compensation. But despite all this, a number of Catholic and Methodist congregations continue to allow the Scouts to use their facilities. This is SRN News. As late-night talk shows undergo major changes in controversy, a new poll finds most Americans don't watch them regularly, and the ones who do are more likely to be Democrats. The Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research poll shows only about a quarter of Americans say they've watched a late-night show at least once a month in the past year. Only about 2 in 10 Republicans or independents say they stayed up to watch the late-night comedians. President Trump dismisses the idea that Jimmy Kimmel's late-night TV show was suspended because free speech is under attack.
Jimmy Kimmel is not a talented person. He had very bad ratings, and they should have fired him a long time ago. So, you can call that free speech or not. He was fired for lack of talent.
And writing online, the president went on to call for the removal of NBC's late-night hosts, Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers. More details at srnnews.com.